Welcome to this new detailed edition of the Bay Pay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is April 9, 2020. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about JudoPay joins the hashtag Keep Britain Moving initiative to support SMEs through COVID-19. Uber Eats, MasterCard team up for 40,000 meals for NHS. Rappi and Arcus team up to create payments app. Blackhawk Network completes acquisition of SVM cards. FICO to support businesses set up new payment schedules. German online retailer Otto selects Solaris Bank for merchant onboarding. Maybank partners with Liquid Group to launch QR payment terminal for merchants. Fintech's take on payment rail status quo. Why Australia's banking system helps and hurts SMB card adoption. Why corporates are rethinking the commercial card for payment. Now let's get started. JudoPay joins the hashtag Keep Britain Moving initiative to support SMEs through COVID-19. JudoPay, a mobile-first payment provider, has joined the hashtag Keep Britain Moving initiative in response to the current COVID-19 pandemic to help small businesses. As a part of a UK-wide campaign, JudoPay will help small and medium-sized enterprises (SMEs) by providing them a platform where they can receive expert business advice, guidance or digital payment support to help keep their business running during this period of uncertainty. Furthermore, JudoPay is also offering digital payments advice and services to any business urgently looking to launch an online offering. While this switch to digital may only be for the coming months, it will serve to get numerous businesses back up and running as soon as possible. JudoPay partners with a range of different companies including KFC, Just Park, Young's Pubs and Chip. Uber Eats, MasterCard team up for 40,000 meals for NHS. Uber Eats and MasterCard have partnered to allow an additional 40,000 free meals to be available to NHS heroes on Uber Eats. Via this initiative, both companies hope this will help reduce the pressure on the persons on the front line of the coronavirus crisis. As such, NHS staff will receive a £10 voucher, donated by MasterCard, that they can use on the Uber Eats app to buy a meal from thousands of restaurants and convenience stores in more than 150 towns and cities across the UK. MasterCard and Uber Eats initiative aims to offer a thank you meal as one less thing the doctors, nurses, and healthcare workers in the UK should worry about. NHS staff members can visit uber.com/NHS to learn how to access their free ride and to get the Eats promotion code, as well as the terms and conditions that apply. Rappi and Arcus team up to create payments app. Arcus, a US-based fintech, has partnered with Rappi, an on-demand delivery startup, to create a payment app, Rappi Pay. Powered by Arcus, Rappi Pay is supposed to offer consumers a way to manage their payments and their financial health. Rappi users can pay their bills and manage their banking needs from home with Rappi Pay. The mobile app allows consumers to configure recurring bills to be paid automatically, receive instant alerts, schedule payments and others. Backed by Arcus technology, Rappi Pay will enable its users to make payments by credit card, debit or cash. According to the official press release, Rappi Pay should become one of the largest payment networks in the region due to the low level of fintech penetration in the market. Rappi Pay is available for download in Mexico in the Apple Store and Google Play. Blackhawk Network completes acquisition of SVM cards. BlackHawk Network, a global branded payments provider, has completed its acquisition of SVM Cards, a provider of physical and digital open and closed loop prepaid cards. The acquisition broadens BlackHawk's prepaid and gift card offerings by adding issuance of closed-loop cards including several fuel and other brands to its U.S. catalogs, as well as continuing to expand BlackHawk's incentives and B2B gift card services. In addition, SVM's customer base can now benefit from BlackHawk's omni-channel commerce, leading digital products, and incentive solutions. BlackHawk Network delivers branded payment solutions through the prepaid products, technologies, and network that connect brands and people. Founded in 1997, SVM is a global provider of gift card solutions for businesses. SVM offers gasoline gift cards from every major oil company in America, as well as more than 250 of the most popular retail stores, restaurants, service companies and hotels, and prepaid promotional, rewards and disbursement cards, according to the official press release. FICO to support businesses set up new payment schedules. Global analytics software company FICO has created a set of digital scenarios that can help lenders, telecom providers, and others to set up new payment schedules that help customers seeking immediate relief. FICO Customer Communication Services enables companies to deliver email, voice, text, and mobile app notifications that are smart and include a human touch. By integrating CCS with FICO solutions, businesses can communicate with customers throughout the customer credit lifecycle. The configuration of FICO Customer Communication Services includes standalone inbound automated voice virtual agent to handle customer payment holiday information queries and actual customer payment holiday eligibility and opt-in. Interactive SMS chat virtual agent establishing eligibility for a payment holiday, reason holiday required and customer opt-in. The delivery and setup of these scenarios can take place in just a few days. German online retailer Otto selects Solaris Bank for merchant onboarding. Solaris Bank, a technology company with a banking license, has teamed up with Otto GmbH & Co. KG, Germany's largest online retailer. For the Otto Market Marketplace, which will be launched in spring 2020, Solaris Bank will carry out the automated onboarding process of merchants as an external service provider for Hanseatic Bank, which holds the merchants' bank accounts for the Otto Market. With Otto Market, Otto is further developing its digital business model by expanding its e-commerce business into an online platform for independent merchants. During this automation initiative, Otto and Hanseatic Bank now also rely on the services of Solaris Bank as a digital banking expert. Within the framework of the digital and automated onboarding process, Solaris Bank will ensure both the identification of the merchants in compliance with anti-money laundering regulations as well as the digital verification of all relevant documents. The cooperation has already been in testing in a closed beta phase since November 2019 and will open to further market participants at the start of the Otto markets. Maybank partners with Liquid Group to launch QR payment terminal for merchants. Maybank Singapore has teamed up with Liquid Group to launch an all-in-one QR payment terminal solution that supports the adoption of QR payments via PayNow. This is a new way for merchants to receive contactless payments. They are able to use the QR payment terminal to generate a dynamic PayNow QR code where each customer can transact via PayNow without keying in bill amount. The all-in-one terminal supports the mobile banking apps of all 9 PayNow participating banks in Singapore. Moreover, the terminal is able to accept non-bank mobile payment apps, such as UnionPay QR, WeChat and GrabPay, among others. For merchants who sign up for a Maybank current account linked to PayNow, the payments would be instantly credited into their bank account. Merchants with other bank accounts will receive their funds during the next transaction day. Each merchant has access to an online portal where they can view transaction details in real time and perform reconciliation of payments across different retail outlets. Fintech's take on payment rail status quo. Although Swift revealed plans for its account-to-account functionality last month, the announcement only began making headlines a few days ago. Reports have said the move by the payments messaging company positions the firm take on payments giants Visa and MasterCard. The account-to-account solution aims to streamline and accelerate domestic and cross-border transactions, with Swift calling the initiative an ambitious platform expansion that will enable the company to support financial institutions to strengthen their positions in B2B payments and capture new volume in small to medium-sized business SMB and consumer segments. Reports noted the importance of Swift expanding into the SMB payments arena beyond high-value complex corporate transactions. With Visa and MasterCard each having made significant investments to capture more of the SMB segment through an array of payment rails, including card, ACH, and proprietary networks, Swift is joining a competitive landscape that aims to overhaul the payment rail status quo. Below, PYMNTS looks at some of the other payments and financial technology companies that are either innovating on top of existing rails or looking to bypass those legacy networks altogether with entirely new solutions. Scylla raises funding to Nix ACH. Payments fintech Scylla offers an infrastructure as a service platform to help companies more seamlessly integrate compliant payments capabilities within their solutions via Application Programming Interface API with an integrated stablecoin, Scylla. The company recently announced $7.7 million in new funding co-led by Madrona Venture Group and Oregon Venture Fund, while Mucker Capital, 99 Tartans, and other backers also participated, according to a company press release. While the company's API allows for white-label ACH processing, Scylla has the payment rail in its crosshairs, with Scylla CEO and co-founder Shamir Karkal describing ACH one of several outdated payment systems upon which the global financial system operates. The company said it will use the funding to focus on growth and develop new product features. Billhop eases B2B card acceptance. In a collaboration with Visa, Ireland's Billhop has announced a new service aimed at making it easier for businesses to pay their B2B suppliers via commercial card, even when vendors don't accept them. The technology aims to mix payment rails, with companies paying their invoices via card on the Billhop platform, and Billhop paying those vendors via direct deposit to their bank account. The company has rolled out its service in the UK and Sweden, it noted. Sweden adopts Europe's TIPS infrastructure. While Sweden continues to use its national currency, the Swedish krona, rather than the euro, the nation has recently signed an agreement with the European Central Bank (ECB) to facilitate real-time electronic payment settlement in krona using Europe's target instant payment settlement (TIPS) payments infrastructure. An announcement earlier this month said the ECB, the Eurosystem, and Sweden's central bank Sveriges Riksbank have signed a cooperation agreement that opens access to TIPS for Sweden in support of Sweden's own real-time payment service Riksinst. Sweden is one of the most advanced European countries in terms of use of instant payments, the European Central Bank said in its press release. In a statement, ECB President Christine Lagarde said, "In crisis times, this agreement is a good example of strong cooperation between central banks in Europe. Our real-time settlement platform is a pivotal contribution to Europe's endeavors to satisfy citizens' increasing demand for faster, cheaper and convenient payment services without compromising on security." Why Australia's banking system helps and hurts SMB card adoption. Access to financial services is a staple of success for any business, but many SMBs can face particularly high hurdles when accessing the products and services they require. In Australia, the commercial card market is one example of how bureaucracy and legacy process have stifled access to important SMB financial services, despite a continued surge in banking innovation and digitization. Oliver Kidd, Chief Executive Officer at commercial card fintech Archa, recently told PYMNTS that outdated application processes are a major turnoff for small businesses seeking credit and payments capabilities in the form of a corporate card, with significant negative consequences. When conducting market research in preparation for the creation and launch of Archa on the Australian market, Kidd said his team discovered that the majority of small businesses surveyed, 57%, reported that they still use their personal credit cards, mostly because either banks wouldn't approve them or it was too hard to apply. "It's an outdated process," he said of the hoops small businesses have to jump through to obtain a small business credit card. In order to have their application approved, the owners of these businesses often have to present themselves at the bank with their identity documents, sign multiple forms, and then, generally speaking, they'll need to provide a personal guarantee. Legacy processes. The reliance on small business owners to physically enter a bank branch despite the progress made in online banking is frustrating to entrepreneurs, so much that Kidd said many small businesses simply decide to not obtain a credit card altogether. Others can struggle to obtain approval for a card product because of the legacy requirement of a personal guarantee, despite advances in sophisticated credit underwriting. "The traditional onboarding experience just doesn't work anymore," Kidd said. For the small businesses that are able to obtain a commercial card product, Kidd noted that their offerings also suffered from a lack of innovation. "People don't just want a physical credit card to swipe at the shops," he said. "They want an account that seamlessly integrates with their existing business accounts so that expense management can all be done in one central hub. They want more control over their expenditure, they want to know who is spending what and when, and more importantly, they want all of this information instantly." An innovative landscape. While the sources of friction Kidd identifies point to potential missed opportunities for traditional financial institutions, FIS, to embrace digitization and automation in their small business commercial card operations, there has been significant innovation in Australia's banking market, which is enabling the sector to rise to SMBs' demands. With so many opportunities to introduce value-added services to commercial card products on the back of transaction data and data integrations, open banking has played a particularly large role in elevating small business card products. "The new open banking frameworks have allowed us to offer our product to businesses that would never have been able to access something like this in the past," said Kidd. He highlighted a range of additional opportunities for small business cardholders, including the capability to compare spend analytics to industry peers to understand whether a company is overpaying for a service or product. The ability to analyze transaction data and integrate data flows with existing back-office platforms presents a clear value proposition for small businesses, but they aren't the only ones who benefit. According to Kidd, interacting with data in this way also elevates the ability for companies like Archa to elevate their underwriting processes, leading to lower costs for SMBs and lower risk for issuers. The opportunity for banks. Open banking frameworks in Australia and other markets around the globe have opened up opportunities for third-party fintechs to develop digital native, agile financial products and services. The resulting competitive pressures may also spur traditional FIS to take a page out of FinTech's book and embrace commercial card innovation, too. In the meantime, Kidd said he is interested in not only arming small businesses with a payment tool, but also with a solution that can act as a financial hub of a business. "This starts with enabling a small business to migrate away from relying on a personal credit card to make payments, an inefficient and sometimes risky strategy that can complicate financial management and limit business spend analytics capabilities. But with open banking opening up possibilities for both issuers and small business cardholders, added value lies ahead for the industry, with companies like Archa exploring the use of machine learning and natural language processing to augment their offerings. There's a lot more value that a corporate card can bring beyond simply credit," Kidd said. Why corporates are rethinking the commercial card for payment. From coordinating a team of newly remote workers to assessing new business models, the coronavirus pandemic is drastically disrupting the way organizations run, and it is forcing a complete rethink of almost every aspect of operations, payments included. While it's still early days, Boost Payment Solutions founder and CEO Dean M. Levitt says there are already some patterns emerging that reflect potentially long-term changes to the B2B payments ecosystem. Among the most dramatic is a sudden urgency by organizations to digitize and automate their payment processes. Something as simple as not being able to go into the office and write a check, or open up the mail and deposit a check, is becoming a real issue for those businesses that are not digital and still rely on manual processes, he told Karen Webster in a recent PYMNTS interview. For digital laggards, the coronavirus pandemic will serve as a harsh wake-up call regarding the importance of digitization and automation, with commercial cards uniquely positioned to address many of the pain points companies face today in these unprecedented times. But not every company will share the same experiences or face the same challenges, so as organizations race to modernize accounts payable (AP) and accounts receivable (R) operations for a new reality of doing business, Levitt said, B2B payment solution providers and commercial card issuers must embrace flexibility as they prepare for an uncertain future in B2B commerce. A surge in commercial card interest. As organizations scope out alternatives to check, wire and ACH payments, Levitt said commercial cards are uniquely positioned to support organizations in a way that other rails cannot. The value proposition is twofold: enhanced transaction data capture and the extension of working capital via the grace period offered by card programs, resulting in more cash on hand, a combination that has led to a sudden surge in commercial card interest. Indeed, said Levitt, the organizations that have not yet implemented a commercial card program are suddenly expediting their adoption journeys, while the firms that already have cards but have traditionally underutilized their existing credit lines are now wielding the tool for spend categories they had previously reserved for other payment methods. Card adoption today isn't solely driven by the buy side, either, he added. Vendors are similarly showing demand for card acceptance functionality to support collections in anticipation of a slowdown in their invoice-to-cash cycles. Everybody's really concerned about cash, said Levitt. The card as a credit instrument is very much on a lot of people's minds. At the same time, card issuers are encouraging adoption in an effort to support their corporate clients, and their clients' vendors. Thanks to online applications, the continued operation of banks and the digital-first nature of platforms like Boost, the commercial card ecosystem is well-equipped to handle the needs of a remote, online-only workforce. As buyers, suppliers and card issuers work to ease friction, they're finding value in working together. So far, we're seeing what seems to be, from our vantage point, a pretty collaborative effort on the parts of most stakeholders to get payments made, Levitt noted. Supporting unique experiences. Commercial cards can be a vital tool to swaths of businesses struggling with cash flow, but no two organizations will have the exact same experience during this unprecedented event, and as a result, the commercial card ecosystem will have to adapt to a variety of business scenarios. Cash crunches and B2B payment slowdowns are the new reality for many firms, particularly those in the transportation and hospitality sectors, where Levitt predicted a meaningful decline in corporate spend in the coming months. And while both large and small corporates are facing financial struggles, Levitt added that smaller suppliers are particularly at risk of running out of cash with fewer opportunities to access credit. Other markets, like healthcare procurement and telecommunications firms, are experiencing a boom as corporate customers like hospitals and organizations that have shifted to remote operations accelerate their spend, which has driven the search for B2B payment solutions that can elevate buying power. While commercial cards can offer benefits to both the AP and R ends of the spectrum, Levitt noted issuers face their own uncertain future as they explore how to balance extending financial support to those in need, while mitigating the risk of a business environment where company closures will be an inevitability. We are likely to see a lot of companies' financial profiles change, and that may or may not change the way they're underwritten, said Levitt, pointing to the possibility of a reduction in available credit, and an uncertain impact from the federal stimulus package. There are a lot of balls up in the air right now. Nobody really knows. Commercial card programs and optimized B2B payments technologies can address many points of friction regardless of the financial position of an organization, from managing higher AP payment volumes to accessing much-needed credit to pay the bills. As such, supporting businesses of all types through flexible, versatile tools will be essential in the weeks and months ahead. While it's too early to tell exactly what the B2B payments ecosystem will look like when the market comes out the other side of the coronavirus pandemic, corporate cards are in a position to guide businesses through the volatility as they rethink their payments strategies. The jury is very much out, but based on the early days of what we're seeing, this is awakening the realization that the old ways of how businesses pay other businesses just can't continue, said Levitt. This may be a watershed moment, where business will look at their operations through a completely different lens. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.